Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg and Polokwane 28, Pretoria 30, Mbombela 31. We start in Gauteng and a stern warning from Provincial Police Commissioner Tommy Mtombeni.
Whomever is planning to carry out a crime within this province, they will feel the heat. As we know that some of them, they are daring. So we are up for them and we'll meet them on the streets.
This followed an incident in Germiston yesterday in which six suspected cash and transit robbers were killed and one seriously wounded in a shootout with police. In a similar incident on Friday in Ekurhuleni, two suspected robbers died in a police shootout. Staying in Gauteng, where the Department of Health is investigating a video posted on social media by a patient who made several allegations against Helen Joseph Hospital in Joburg. The department spokesperson, Motlalatlale Modiba, says while the matter is being investigated, the department has 9 months ago launched a provincial campaign called I Serve With A Smile, which is aimed at improving staff attitude and patient experience of care.
The program is currently being rolled out at the healthcare facilities. This obviously means that we would have to, I think, also zoom in terms of the work that's currently happening at Helen Joseph, because some of the issues that the complainant raised talks to this area directly.
Now to the Eastern Cape, where National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola will provide an update on police interventions to prevent and combat crime in and around Mthatha this afternoon. As National Police spokesperson Nathlenda Mate explains, communities and even law enforcement officials are being targeted by extortionists.
What he's also going to do is to visit the National Intervention Unit offices in Mthatha following an attack on the base earlier this week. Alleged extortionists targeting our members at their base. There was a shootout. Three criminals were shot and killed during that particular incident.
In news from the Paralympics, South Africa's Mpumelelo Mhlongo claimed the bronze medal in the men's 200-meter T64 final last night. This was Mhlongo's second medal at the Paris Games. The T44 athlete was running in a higher category and he set a new record in the 200-meter, breaking his Tokyo Paralympics world record. Earlier in the week, Mhlongo also broke the world record in the T44 long jump when he won the gold medal in that event. And today marks the two-year anniversary of the death of Britain's Queen Elizabeth II. Yesterday, the UK government announced that a location in St. James's Park in central London has been identified for a memorial to the Queen. The site is close to the ceremonial route of the Mall and to Buckingham Palace, the home of her son, King Charles III. It is also near statues of her parents, King George and Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother. Other memorial projects in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland are currently being discussed. I'm Martina van der Walt-Eelers and that's it from the news desk for today. For more news, head to jacarandafm.com and click on news.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
New truck, big lift, old roads, we been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean.
All night, no breaks, I'll tell, no gate. Ain't gotta try too hard. My baby's pushed to start.